You're with SBS Radio.
The planned closure of small regional prisons in New South Wales raises concerns of the Americanization of the state's prison system. The United Nations Secretary General's Special Envoy for the Ocean questions Australia's environmental policies. And in rugby league, Israel Folau's plans to play for Tonga take a hit after an international suspension decision. The announced closure this week of four small regional prisons in New South Wales has triggered outrage and accusations of an Americanization of New South Wales prisons. David Shoebridge, Greens MP, says instead of small prisons in regional towns, more privatized mega prisons with less accountability to the public will be built. Closing small regional prisons means that its population of predominantly young adult Aboriginal men will be moved farther from family and country, with adverse impacts on their ability to return to their communities. David Shoebridge adds that New South Wales is adopting an outdated American model that is being phased out in parts of the US where it originated.
We are going down the trend that the United States started in the 1980s and 1990s, but our authorities here, our governments here, are ignoring the more recent evidence from the United States, which is showing how dangerous private prisons can be. And in fact, while New South Wales is opening new private prisons, California just passed a law to prohibit private prisons entirely. So we are adopting an American model, but in fact we're adopting an American model from the 1980s and 90s that's even been discredited in the United States.
Gunida Gunya Aboriginal Corporation has won the 2019 Aboriginal Social and Emotional Wellbeing Award. An intensive management and support package program for individuals and families who are in regular contact with the criminal system and may be at risk of becoming incarcerated. And that's what Gunida Gunya Aboriginal Corporation provides. The organization is credited for reducing by more than 95% the rate of recidivism among its participants. Jen Bender, CEO of Gunida Gunya Aboriginal Corporation, is humbled by the recognition. She also credits to all her staff and the participants for the award.
Look, we're very proud to receive the recognition. We're also a little bit modest. We don't overly like to take the, you know, all of the publicity. However, it is sound recognition of what our team do, and it's also a recognition for the clients that we work with for the hard work that they do. We couldn't have asked for anything better. It's wonderful to bring these issues to the table.
Yeah.
And this also allows us a platform to say, you know, we've found not the solution, but we've found one part of a solution that works.
The West Australian Attorney General, John Quigley, has officially introduced the fines reform package to State Parliament. The change to the controversial laws is a direct response to the recommendation from the inquest into the 2014 death in custody of Ms. Du. However, the family of Ms. Du says it is too little too late. The amendment bill will now be debated in both houses before it can be passed into law. Mr. Quigley couldn't guarantee interim safeguards, which means West Australians can still be locked up for unpaid fines until the bill is passed. While supporters are optimistic, they're worried about potential delays. The United Nations Secretary General's Special Envoy for the Ocean has questioned Australia's environmental policies to protect the ocean. Peter Thompson has told SBS News the human existence on the planet is under threat and the common enemy is greenhouse gas emissions. In response to Prime Minister Scott Morrison's push to removing plastic from the ocean, Mr. Thompson says the real enemy is greenhouse gas emissions. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government's response to drought-stricken towns is delayed, but he supports a new funding allocation. The Prime Minister is visiting drought-affected communities in Queensland today to announce $100 million in drought funding this afternoon. But Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the drought has been an ongoing issue and the government has been slow to respond.
Under this government's watch, and this is too little, too late, but we welcome any assistance for our farming community. They're doing it tough. And it's about time the government recognised that and acted.
The federal government says this amount is alongside $7 billion already available. And overseas, French President Emmanuel Macron has honoured former leader of France, Jacques Chirac, describing him as a lost statesman who was committed to Europe. The former president died aged 86 this week after decades in politics and is being remembered for strongly opposing the US invasion of Iraq in 2003. President Macron has declared a day of mourning on Monday, 30th of September, and says a commemoration ceremony will be held.
President Chirac personifies a certain ideal of the world by committing himself in a Europe for people instead of a Europe of markets, a Europe that is stronger, more protective, installed within an infallible French-German friendship, and by acting for the climate.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he wants to achieve Brexit to reduce community division about Britain leaving the European Union. Mr. Johnson has come under fire for using the term surrender bill to describe a deal involving a three-month Brexit delay instead of next month's deadline. He has defended his use of the term after tense scenes in Parliament in the wake of a Supreme Court decision ruling the five-week suspension as unlawful.
The Surrender Act is a bill that actually makes it impossible for the government of this country to decide how long it must remain in the EU.
And to sport, in rugby league, former Wallaby Israel Folau's hopes of returning to the game have been dashed after Tonga's international membership suspension. The Rugby League International Federation Board decided last night to cancel Tonga's registration, affecting their overseas competition prospects. The NRL, which controls the World Nines, says Tonga won't be allowed to play in the October event unless an interim board takes charge of the side. Folau lost his Rugby Australia contract earlier this year over controversial social media posts which breached the code's rules. And in the AFL, thousands of people are expected to attend today's grand final parade in Melbourne to celebrate Richmond and Great Western Sydney players. The event is held before the weekend grand final to give supporters a chance to get up close to congratulate their teams before they compete at the MCG on Saturday. It's the fifth year a public holiday has been marked on the Friday in Victoria, Friday leading up to the grand final. And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a mostly sunny day, 24, Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19, Melbourne, showers, 19, Hobart, much the same, 18, Albury-Wodonga, partly cloudy, 20, Canberra, mostly sunny, 21, Wollongong, similar conditions, but a top of 23, Sydney, sunny, 25, Newcastle, morning fog, 27, Brisbane, late shower or two, 28, Townsville, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 30. Alice Springs, sunny, 27. Darwin, sunny, 34. And the Torres Strait Islands, partly cloudy day and a top of 29. And that is NITV Radio News.
sbs.com.au